702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Let's catch up now with the world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Ah, good morning, Bella.
Strange things at other people's houses.
Yeah, this gave me quite a laugh. And it's a setup. I mean, they've played a prank on the daughter's new boyfriend who came over for dinner for the first time. But it is relatable. So, I mean, you grow up in your house, right? And that's all you are exposed to. And you think that that is normal. And then you start going out and you may be staying over at friends' houses. And then you witness how they do their things, do different things in their house, perhaps at the dinner table or whatever it may be. And the video that we're talking about here is they all gather around the table to get ready to eat. And, you know, the mother comes around and says, everybody got their food. And the boyfriend is sitting there. You can see he's quite nervous and all that kind of thing. And he's sitting on the chair. And then all of them stand up as he's about to take a bite of his food. And they start pledging their allegiance to the United States. And then he looks and he jumps up as quick as he can and follows them and puts his hand on his heart. And, you know, looks quite bewildered and probably thinking in his head, like, what's going on here? Why would you pledge allegiance just before you're about to eat your food? So it gave me a good laugh. But I mean, obviously a prank that they're pulling on the youngster. So I wanted to ask people this morning, Bongles, when you first kind of go into somebody's house and you're used to whatever you are used to, what shocked you or what sort of made you think, oh, well, that's different. That's unusual. If I take myself back, I remember as a family growing up, when it came time for dinner time, we wouldn't, eat around the dinner table and gather around the dining room table. And when I first stayed over at a friend's place, what kind of shocked me was that they did that and they prayed before they ate their food. Now, we didn't pray before we ate our food. So that was quite a thing for me growing up. And I was like, oh, okay. Prayer before food. That's something else. So there's my story. What's yours?
Where did you eat?
We would eat on on the couch. You'd put your plate on a tray, and that's how you'd eat. You know, in the family room, and we'd gather around, and my dad in his chair, my mom and me on one chair, and my sister on the other, and that's kind of how we did it. But then, as we got older, it changed a little bit. But growing up as youngsters, that's kind of how we did it.
We even had those trays that have a stand.
Yes,
so you could eat. You could eat your food in the lounge. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Don't buy a golf course if you don't like. Don't buy on a golf course if you don't like your windows broken.
Yeah, I mean, this is one that I'm a big golf fan. I play every weekend, and it's happened to me many, many times. So you're on the, you're on the first or the 10th, and it's maybe your first shot, and you think you're a hero and you're going to hit this ball all the way down on the middle of the fairway, but then you slice it and, it goes towards the houses, and you wait and you wait and you wait, and you think, okay, no smash. And then sometimes there is the smash and you hear the windows break or just like a thud. It hits maybe the wall, thank goodness, on one of the houses. And this is what these guys had done. They had just teed off on one of the holes and they sliced the ball and it went flying and smashed one of the owner of the house's windows. And often, you know, they'll won't come outside and confront you because maybe they're not at home at the time or whatever it may be. But this particular guy was at home and he came out and marched down to the tee box to confront these golfers. And he had a golf stick in his hand. So he obviously plays golf as well, but he was not impressed. So let's take a listen to how he confronted these golfers.
I'm not mad right now.
I know, I bet. I have windows too.
Yeah. What's your name?
Vitaly.
All right, Vitaly. You owe me $681. I'm goddamn mad at shit. Yeah. You can't hit this goddamn thing. It's 200 yards wide, and you're hitting houses.
Slice and slice. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry? I'm out of window. Go to the next hole.
I haven't hit yet.
Yeah, I haven't
hit.
Okay.
Really upset.
You can't hit the fairway. It's 200 yards wide. I mean, it's not that easy, buddy. So, Yeah, I wanted to ask this morning, if you live on a golf course, what is your reaction when golf balls come flying into your yard? And, I mean, do you just accept it because that's where you bought your house? You knew you were buying on a particular hole and the chances are that the balls could come there. So do you have a right to complain? And golfers, what have you done on a golf course? I've broken windows. I've broken solar panels on roofs.
No.
And I have, Bungles.
So what do you do? Do you go to the owner and say, oopsie, it was me?
No.
What do you mean, no?
You just march on. You just march on and you think, okay, if they come out, they come out. And you just go. I mean, they're on a golf course. They have insurance. And it's just part of the game. It's not like you did it on purpose.
Ay, come on. Okay, maybe I need education on this. Golfers, put me out of
let's
my misery.
Let's educate him.
Should Kabazela just walk away and say, sorry for you? Does he or any other golfer bear some responsibility? Mm. And if you're the homeowner, are you within your rights to come and confront and say, hey, pay up? Let's talk. You're a golfer. You're a keen golfer. So what happens, golfers? Please put me out of my misery. What happens when you are playing and your ball either breaks a window or a solar panel? Do you know how expensive those things are? Or maybe even a car window. Do you walk away and say, ah, they knew what they bought into?
A golf estate.
Yeah. You're playing golf in an estate and obviously there are homes and so on. If you break, you know, a glass, a window on someone's property, do you walk away? Do you go leave a note and say, you can reach me at 083-082?
Nah, bad day at the course. I mean, you bought a house at a golf estate. Surely you're a golfer yourself. You get it. Or somebody in the household is a golfer.
So, all right. So what happens? You're playing golf. The owner of the home, such as we heard in that clip with Kabazela, comes out to confront, to say, hey, you break, you pay. Do you say, ah, and you walk away? Because if you wouldn't do it to their face, why are you walking away when they're not there?
No, but also, let's say you built a house.
Answer my question.
No, why am I paying if you knew you bought a house at a golf estate?
So you would say no.
What's likely to happen on a golf?
You would say, toughies.
It's like, tough, man. Sorry, bad day at the course.
Hey, this sport of yours.
What have I done on a golf course? Not so much as a golfer, but when I was just out of high school, my mom worked for a particular company, and this particular company had sponsored a hole, and they had like a mascot suit, which was kind of like a fat man suit, you know, those big puffy suits that you can wear. So anyway, me and my mates were taking turns in the suit, and they gave us a golf cart and a whole lot of whiskey to hand out. So, you know, obviously we were partaking in the whiskey and driving around this golf cart, and we decided we're going to run each other over with the golf cart because the fat man's suit was so poofy. It was loads of fun.
Yeah. Good morning, brother Bongs. Kabazela just made my morning. I would also not report myself. I'm sure Clement has had a few windows that he's responsible for. I just confirmed that. But I would not report myself. They know where they stay. They'll just need to deal with it. I'm just sorry that they will not be able to claim any cash back on their premiums for not claiming. And the sad part is the excess they need to pay each time. I wonder how that works. Have a good one, Brabons.
Morning, 702 family. Kabazela is absolutely correct. I've had balls come through my window. And you basically can't claim from the golfers because you knew that this was a golf estate. So he is correct.
So what does that do for your premiums then? Or is part of accepting that you've bought in a golf estate that you will have to foot the bill for those windows from time to time?
I think you declare that this is where I live. This is the likelihood of an incident like this happening. What's my premium going to be? Just to, as the owner of the property, to keep your sanity, because it's going to happen at some point.
Yo, guys, solar panels. Window, I get.
So you'd be rushing out the house.
Time there's a golfing match. You'd this be coming out of your house.
This is why I'm clearly never going to live in a golfing estate. Quite apart from affordability.
Breakfast with Bongani Bingwa.
Good morning, Bongani and team. This is Sydney. The most luxurious place I've been to, my wife and myself, is the Imperial Sofitel Hotel in Mauritius. What a place to go and relax and unwind, eh?
Morning, Bongani and the listeners and the team there. Let us not underestimate Lost City. I know you just mentioned it, Lost City. It's one of the, actually in the country, I think it's the luxurious, top-class hotel, Bongani. Joseph in Roslyn from Rustenburg.
Morning, Bongani, Muteo and Amo. Best hotels locally, it would have to be Table Bay in Cape Town. And since you brought up Ocean's 11, I've been to the Bellagio in Vegas. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Where do you guys work? Where do you guys, I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, the Bellagio is something I've only seen in the movies.
Right.
I wasn't knocking the Lost City, not at all. I mean, if I'm going to go to Sun City, that would obviously be the place I would prefer to stay. That's my first choice. And I have stayed at the Lost City, at the Palace of the Lost City, and it is absolutely fantastic. We're talking about this, of course, because coming up shortly, we'll be speaking to Adam Gilchrist about this chateau in France that's being put on sale for £363 million. And I'm asking you, where is the most luxurious stay you have had? I've been to the Element House that Africa Milani referred to. I didn't stay over, just was there for dinner. And they took us to the cellar. It is, and I don't know if there are pictures online, but if you have to see it to understand the extravagance of this. So the cellar is built like a corkscrew. So you know the twists of the corkscrew. That's what the cellar is, and the bottles are then placed into,
you know, those places when you walk in and you know you're about to part with a whole lot of your money.
No, someone was paying. It was the client. I can only go to those places when someone else is paying, I can tell you. Felicity, you're in Sunning Hill. You pay for your own windows. That's just how it works in these golf estates.
It is exactly how it works. It's part of the rules, as ridiculous as it sounds. But if you are going to build a house in a golf estate, you must expect that at some point, Cabazela will come by and knock your windows out. And that's just what it is. You can't watch up to him and tell him, hey, you broke my window. No, it's part of the rules. And I had to learn that because my parents live in one, in a golf estate. And, you know, we've got golf balls rolling inside the house and all of that. So, yes, it's part of the game. It's in the rules.
All right. So what happens if, I don't know, the neighbor's child hits your window, breaks your window with a soccer ball?
No, that's different.
It's not
a child born estate. It's a golf estate. No.
All right, all in good fun. Felicity says that's just how it works. Mateo, you're saying, in fact, there's case law on this.
There was a landmark case, Alaclass Investments versus the Milnerton Golf Club. Alaclass Investments, of course, had a property facing the golf club at the sixth hole, and one of their clients wanted to, you know, have some sort of recourse when somebody hits their property with a golf ball. But the High Court decided that the landowner of the property adjoining a golf course had to expect and tolerate a certain level of intrusion from stray golf balls. So, toughies.
There you have it.